Welcome everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, BPJ, Shir number 155, joint Shir in the Pnimi group, Shir number 155. With the book 13 Things Mentally Strong Couples Don't Do by Amy Morin, we're up to number 9. Number 9 is that they don't forget of the beautiful qualities that they saw in each other. You know, literally the way they phrased here is they don't forget why they fell in love, you know. But they talk a lot about infatuation aspects of it. But the real key is that you do not forget the beautiful qualities that you saw in your spouse. It's sad because 36% of people, they wonder why they even stay with their partner, and that's a very sad concept. They'll get in after a while. You know, I don't want to be married to such a slob. And while it's not a pleasant thing, that doesn't mean that the relationship should end. You know, let's say the concept between a husband and a wife, he's more messy. And he just looks at his lack of tidiness as a minor inconvenience, but she feels it's a disrespect. And he says she's a drama queen. And she says he's an inconsiderate slob. And all those things that that create these problems, that sometimes you have these statements in your head. For example, I sometimes wonder why I'm in the relationship. I occasionally daydream how my life would be better if I had a different spouse. I question what I was thinking when I got together with my spouse. I lost sight on how we fell in love with each other in the first place, or what good qualities we saw each other in the first place. And we get so caught up in what's going on right now, we forget to look at the overall bigger picture of our relationship. And I focus mostly on what's wrong with the relationship. I spend most time thinking about things that I wish my spouse would do differently, and I feel irritated about the many things that they say or do. So the idea what this Amy Morin did to a couple that was in this cycle, what she did was a very wise thing. The first session was laying out their grievances and things like that. And the second session, basically, she started working with them and asked them what first attracted them to one another. And in this case, the wife said she was attracted to her husband because he was kind and he was funny. So yes, so he became less tidy, and now she calls him a slob. But she remembers being attracted to him because he was kind and funny. And most likely, truth be told, he's still kind and funny. And the husband said he fell in love with his wife because she was fascinating. She had a fun outlook in life, and she smiled, and that really, you know, and it really warmed his heart. So these descriptions were very far from the slob that she's been calling him now, or the drama king that he's been calling her now. They had a different label then: kind and funny, fascinating, wonderful. So relationships change as time goes by. So it's easy to lose sight of why we fell in love, or why we loved our spouse so deeply. And these euphoric feelings, like we said early in the relationship, sometimes could be infatuation, right? You know, and sometimes even if it's not, but you think it's cute or good intentions, right? Let's say, for example, the kind and funny spouse, but it's a little zufligen. But you don't focus on the fact that they're zufligen, you know, or distracted. You find you like their funny side or their kind side. So the idea is, the good news about all this is that you have the ability to conjure up and bring back up all those positive feelings again of why you fell in love in the first place and what you loved about your spouse early on. So the question is, ask yourself, did you forget why you fell in love with your spouse, and you forget why you appreciate or used to appreciate your spouse so much? Do you think your spouse lost sight of why you fell in love with them? So it's very important to understand this. And we have the ability to overcome these things. For example, right now you're saying your spouse chews too loudly, complains too much, demands too much, doesn't get enough things done. And you forget about what a truly amazing human being they are. And when we're busy or stressed out or trying to reach our goals, we focus more on our spouse's perceived flaws or their behaviors that we don't like. And again, you know, in the beginning, people do get into that, infatuation, shana rishana mode, where they have this euphoria being with each other. And even those who didn't feel that, but they still had a more pleasant feeling. And that shifts as responsibility gets tougher, you know, and life gets more challenging. So in this case, at the end of that second session, this author, Amy Morin, gave the couple homework assignment to create a list of all the things that they love about each other. And she told them, don't share the list with each other during the week. That they'll do in the third session. And she encouraged them not to make the list at the end of the week like homework, but all through the week to prepare for that. The next week they returned and they reviewed them, and they all had a long list. So the wife went first. Again, this was the wife who called him a slob and irresponsible, but she thought about it and wrote a list. I love that my spouse reads each kid their bedtime story, and so on and so forth. And he really warmed up to what she said. And then when he read his list, the wife teared up a little bit. I love when my wife checks on her mother every day. And so on and so forth. After reading the lists, and she asked them, how did you get along the last week? They agreed they fought less than usual. Why is that? Because by thinking about those things and writing it down and appreciating it, it stirred up more loving feelings towards one another, which reduced their conflict that they felt towards one another. So that's very, very important, Yisaid. And then they worked on that division of labor better because they had time to talk. They already felt more connected because they shared this list. And they were able to have more productive conversations as a result. So basically, and also she told them to just work on the communication. If the wife needed more help around the house, she should express that. And he ultimately will help more. Or when he needs more space to relax, then he tells her that. And then he'll have a time to clean the house at his timeline. He'll get the cleaning done, but in his timeline. So the idea is they got into a better headspace to deal with the problems. So you see that when you conjure up and bring up the loving feelings as much as possible, they get to feel more loving towards each other. And by doing so, they became more equipped with working together to solving problems. This is why Hakaras HaTayiv is a tremendous yesod in Yiddishkeit. It's the main yesodis of Yiddishkeit, appreciating all the things your spouse does for you. And that creates the koyach to deal with even more difficult problems that may take place. Another thing that this couple was suggested to do, and everyone is suggested to do this, that no matter how much you're busy with kids and other responsibilities that you have, you start scheduling time to do fun things together with one another, to create those positive memories for yourselves as a couple, to have more happy memories to bring up and to experience, to work on having dinner with each other. So for example, let's say you're with the kids preparing supper with them, and you know, let them eat the supper, you hold off eating supper, and then you and your husband later have your own supper together. Here the wife has shifted also. She didn't just insist that her husband clean more, but rather she got more specific about the chores she found time consuming, and she talked about it to her husband, and her husband discussed how he could meet his needs for relaxation at the same time carrying these duties and still helping out in the house. You know, if he needs to chill and listen to music, he'll put music on in his headphones and listen to the music while he's doing some of those, tasks that for his wife. So that is important. Sometimes what people do is they put a nice picture of their spouse where they work or wherever it is to remind them in a fond way of their spouse. That's a good strategy to stabilize marriages and to think about that. That's a healthy thing to do as well. And of course, we always talk about the yesod of the nekudais taivais, to look at the good points of each other. What attracted your spouse to you? When did you know that you wanted to be in this long-term relationship? And what made them more unique and special? And the assuming of goodwill is very important. The dun l'kav suchus. To assume that your spouse's intentions were good. Everyone is not perfect. Everyone will hurt each other at times. A husband will hurt his wife. A wife will hurt her husband. It happens. They will let you down sometimes. They will disappoint you sometimes. They will hurt your feelings sometimes. They'll surprise you in unpleasant ways sometimes. And it hurts. It does hurt. They may say or do things you don't like. This happens when you're in a marriage relationship. But the idea is, don't make an assumption that they're bad, that they're lazy. No, be don l'kav suchus. They're tired, they're overworked. We both need a sort of to refresh ourselves in working better in this relationship. So this is a very, very important insight that will be mamshich in the next year as well. You don't forget the good qualities. Sometimes it was years and years before we even, start thinking about it. And the idea is it's simple. The spininess, the thinking about those things in the Hakaras HaTayiv aspect, and starting to open up your eyes to all the chasadim that we just simply take for granted that your own wife or husband does for you daily, that they don't appreciate about each other, to start appreciating it. And that creates goodwill, and that creates the kayach and the strength and the courage to be able to work and tackle through difficult problems. And here's where the Shekhinah comes into the home. The Shekhinah comes into the home. And everything gets better. The emotional intimacy gets better, and the physical intimacy gets better, and it all gets better. May Hashem help that it should get better and better for all couples in Klal Yisrael. Bracha v'atzlacha.